Welcome to Agent Driven Development. Today, everything you learned about building software is already wrong. Four things to know. One, software development is changing. Human labor is no longer the primary constraint. Two, old value streams slow down agent-driven systems. They are now liabilities. Three, directing and evaluating AI output is now the core differentiator. Four, one person with AI can achieve what a large team once did. Now the piece. Every engineering best practice you learned was built for a world where humans wrote every line of code. AI agents just removed that constraint. The organizational structure, the process, the hiring model, all of it needs to be rebuilt from first principles. You read The Mythical Man Month, you read Clean Code, you read Domain-Driven Design, and the Phoenix Project and Accelerate and Team Topologies. You highlighted passages on airplanes, you quoted Brooks and architecture reviews, you cited Fowler and code review comments, you built retrospective formats and testing pyramids and bounded context and solid principles into the DNA of your engineering organization. Maybe you have a Master of Business Administration, maybe you do not, it does not matter. You have managed engineers for long enough that the credential is irrelevant next to the scar tissue. But last weekend, you opened Claude Code or Copilot and built something, a real feature, maybe a whole product. In a few hours, you had working software that your team would have taken 6 weeks to ship through the process you designed. You sat there staring at it. And the question that hit you was not whether this is good enough. It was, what is my organization supposed to look like? Now that question is why you're here. Every bit of what you learned just expired. Not because those books were wrong when they were written. Brooks was right about communication overhead. Fowler was right about refactoring. Kim was right about the three ways. Those ideas carried us through real difficulty. But here's what all that wisdom built for you. A pipeline where an idea enters on one end and working software comes out 6 to 12 weeks later. A product manager writes a specification nobody reads carefully. An architect draws a diagram that goes into Confluence to die. 8 people argue about acceptance criteria. A sprint runs. A quality assurance team in a different time zone runs a test plan written by someone who left 2 years ago. A change advisory board meets, then production. 6 to 12 weeks. For a feature you just built alone on a Saturday afternoon, you optimized each step, shortened the sprints, automated some continuous integration, maybe got deployment down to once a week, but you never questioned the structure itself. 2 decades of engineering wisdom layered like geological strata. The weight of all those best practices was the thing that needed to go. You already know this, you felt it last weekend. So here's what replaced it. An agent sat in on your last customer call. It listened, watched the screen share, then it went to work. It pulled your entire ticketing system. Every support ticket filed against that module for the last 6 months. It pulled your application, performance, monitoring data, error rates, latency spikes, and the pages where users drop off. It read the application programming interface documentation, the design system, the deployment history, and the last 40 pull requests that touched that part of the code base. Then it talked to other agents. One represented your power user. The one who files detailed bug reports and uses every feature you ship. Another represented the new customer still figuring out onboarding. Another represented the enterprise administrator who manages 50 seats and cares about permissions and audit trails. These are not personas pinned to a whiteboard. They are synthetic users built on your actual usage data, your support history, and your analytics. They push back, they say, "I would not use this," and they mean it. Those agents argued edge cases. They flagged the onboarding confusion. They identified the workflow that looks clean on paper, but breaks when a real user has 20 items instead of 3. Then the building agent wrote the code. Not a specification, code. A working proof of concept. It was tested against the synthetic users, iterated 4 times because the first version failed the enterprise administrator's permission scenario, and refined until it handled the edge cases your team would have found in quality assurance 3 weeks from now. The agent found them in minutes. It fixed them, tested again, and passed. That proof of concept is sitting in your product manager's queue. She is looking at it with the principal engineer. The only question is whether we ship this. Meanwhile, you're 3 days into quarterly planning with catered lunches and sticky notes and breakout rooms where teams negotiate dependencies that will not matter by the time anyone starts building. You're doing everything you have done for the last 10 years because you're modern. You are agile. You are DevOps. You're whatever framework was in the last book that made the rounds. There's no book about this. The teams that figured it out did not read about it. They built it. And by the time someone does write the book, it will already be out of date. Look, let's talk about the team of 5 people, not 5 engineers, the entire team. First, you have a product person who talks to customers. This is not someone who writes specifications for engineers to interpret. It is someone who understands the problem deeply enough to validate whether the solution is right. They spend their time with users, not in Jira. Second is a user experience expert, part-time, working in parallel with the product person. They are validating flows, catching friction, and making sure what ships makes sense to the human on the other end. They are not designing in Figma for 3 weeks before engineering starts. They are reviewing what the agents built and clearing the path for release. Design keeps pace with engineering. Third is a principal engineer, someone who understands the system end to end, architecture, infrastructure, security, deployment, and the business domain. Someone who can look at what the agents built and know whether it is right, not whether it compiles, but whether it handles the edge case that costs you a customer, whether the data model holds in 18 months. This person sets the guardrails. They build the continuous integration and continuous delivery pipeline that protects the release. Finally, you have two engineers underneath them, builders. They direct the agents. They validate the output. They release every day. This is a feature team, one domain, one product surface. You do not scale by making the team bigger. You scale by adding more teams. Three product areas means three teams. Five domains means five teams. Each is self-contained. Each ships independently. The product person and user experience expert might span two or three of these teams. The engine ships so fast a single product cannot fill their calendar. The constraint is no longer engineering capacity. The bottleneck is how much change your users can absorb. Ship too fast and your support queue explodes. Rehorch tech too often and your integration partners revolt. You have never managed this constraint before. Nobody has. Now, consider the economics. The people at the core of this team are the most expensive on the market. They are top of their field, they have the judgment to know when the agent is wrong, and the instinct to design workflows that compound pay for them. If you will not pay top of market for the five people who replace your 40, you will not get them. And without them, you have agents writing code nobody can evaluate. Shipping features nobody validated. And breaking things nobody understands. That is chaos with better tooling. Here's the math. 40 engineers at a blended average cost become five people at top of market cost. Headcount expense drops, per person investment goes up, your hiring bar goes through the roof, a team shipping daily into production needs, compliance checks automated in the pipeline, security scanning on every commit, quality gates controlled by code, your legal and risk teams need to trust the system, and the system earns that trust by being more rigorous than the manual process it replaced. Every one of those 20-person teams you're running has people whose primary contribution is gathering requirements, writing test plans, updating documentation, scheduling meetings, or creating status reports. Talented people are doing work that an agent does in minutes. I do not say that to be cruel. I say it because pretending otherwise is crueler. Think about where you will be in a year. I want to be kind about this. I know you have been watching, reading the articles, asking your directs to look into it. Maybe you formed an AI center of excellence with a charter and a Slack channel and quarterly objectives. Change at this scale is terrifying. Careers are on the line. An architect who spent 15 years mastering distributed systems does not want to hear that an agent generates a better design in 20 minutes. A quality assurance lead who built a team of 20 does not want to hear that the team is unnecessary. Be patient with those people, help them transition. But do not let their comfort set your timeline. Agents have been production capable for 14 months. The teams that moved early are compounding. They shipped, they learned, they shipped again every day. They are further ahead. What have you been doing? If the answer is reading about it, then evaluation is not a strategy. It is a delay tactic dressed up as prudence. So here is what will not save you. First, your quality assurance handoff. It protects cycle time, but in the wrong direction. The process is the problem. Second, your remote engineering team. The cost arbitrage that made offshore attractive for two decades is collapsing. One principal engineer paired with agents outproduces a 20-person remote team and ships more coherent software doing it. Third, your process maturity, your capability maturity model integration level. Your international organization for standardization certification. Process maturity at the wrong process is well-organized failure. It is time to close the book. Every major technology transition has a window. Cloud had one, DevOps had one, mobile had one. The window is the period where early movers build advantages that late movers never close. You live through it. Some of you were the early movers. Some of you were the late ones. You remember what that felt like. This window is smaller. The advantages compound faster. In 12 months, the gap will be insurmountable. You built your career on coordination, getting 200 people to move in roughly the same direction. That was the job, a real skill, one you earned over decades. But coordination of 200 is not the job anymore. Direction of five is... And those are different muscles. You already know this. You felt it last weekend, alone in your office, watching an agent build in hours what your organization builds in weeks. Close the book, open the terminal. The people who are winning in 2026 are not reading about it. Thanks for listening to Agent Driven Development. Find more at agentdrivendevelopment.com.